Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir shetzchus for Nechagittel, Bas Rachel Esther, and for Rachel Bas Chaya Devora. They should be zochah the Zara Chaya b'Kayama. Zara di lo yisok, but di lo yiftol mipizgame araisa. This is going to be a shir on the topic of the Levishas Bigdei Kahuna, based in the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha, Chelak Aleph, page Mem Gimel. Says the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. That the Kohanim were commanded to wear special clothing for honor and glory. And then they should work in the Mikdash. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, we should make holy clothing for Aaron and his sons. And for Aaron and his sons, you should bring clothes. And you should put the clothing on them. Vizosi mitzvah big day kahuna shemona begadim and kohen gadol v'arba lekohen hedyot. This is a mitzvah big day kahuna, 8 for the kohen gadol and 4 begadim for the kohen hedyot. The Ramban discusses the sheet of the Bahag who omits this mitzvah, and we are going to get to that later. In the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rasag or Sadya Gon in the Minyan of Parshias in Parshas Samach Beis, he writes something very interesting, that the mitzvah is of big day kahuna hashmona begadim letifares, the 8 clothing for glory. And Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla in his Perush asks why the Shemona Begadim is only for the Kohen Gadol. What about the Kohen Hedyot? Are the Kohen Hedyot's Begadim not included in the mitzvah of the Big Day Kohen Gadol? And he was nitchak to say, to explain that the Ratzag writes Shemona Begadim, he's not memayit, he's not coming to exclude Kohen Hedyot, that's also included in the mitzvah, but rather, because included in the 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol are also the 4 begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, according to what we paskin, that the same avnate of the Kohen Gadol was also the avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. So the 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol include the 4 begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, and mele it's a mitzvah for both. So the 8 includes the 4, but that's not the pashtus of the Rasag. Pashtus is that it's dafka mitzvah for Kohen Gadol and not for Kohen Hedyot, and that's tamua. Why did he omit the mitzvah of the Kohen Hedyot wearing the Big Day Kahuna? So the Rambam here says that this mitzvah, Levishas Big Day Kahuna, is Hechsher Avodah, like the Rambam writes at the beginning of the mitzvah, Shetziva Kohanim Lilbosh Begadim Miyuchadim Ve'oz Yavdu B'Mikdash. So they have to wear the clothing, and then they should work in the Mikdash, and that's what he continued to explain. The Chol Eishi Yisharis HaKohen B'Pachas Minyan Begadav HaMiyuchadim Lova Avodas Upsula V'Yizchayev Azam Misa B'Dei Shamayim V'Tzon Olom L'Rechutz Begadim She'Avad. That if he's chay misib dei shemayim, if he's wearing less than the clothing, because the clothing are a hechsher avoda, and he brings the alfus, he brings the limud in the gemara that when they're wearing their clothing, they're kohanim. When they're not wearing their clothing, they're not kohanim. They have a din of zar, and zar that was mishamish that served is chayv misa, non kohen is chayv misa. Not wearing their clothing makes them chayv misa. So the wearing of the clothing is a hachana for the avoda. So too in his ramazim lefnechos klam mikdash. He says, "Lubosh big day kuna la avoda." Also, hachana for the avoda. However, in the Hemshech Dvarim here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, it seems that the Rambam is seeing a different nigan. The Rambam writes, "V'par baba sefri shalavish begadim elu mitzvahs esay." Wa'amar minay shalo shein aaron lovish begadim elu gedulaso. Elikum amakayim mitzvah melech vafapi shein betachas ayofi shein mizav loichav men ayofi elikayim atzivu shetziva Hashem yisba'al moshe levad v'hu sheyulbash begadim elu tamid lebemikdash. You should always wear these begadim in the mikdash. So the Rambam seems to say here that the mitzvah is not just b'shas avoda. It's not just a hachana for avoda. The Rambam says shilbosh begadim elu tamid b'mikdash. It's a mitzvah inherently without the avoda, and that's not like he was explained earlier in his lashon in the Ramazim, where he says that the mitzvah is lubosh begadim la avoda. Here the Rambam says a mitzvah always. So it seems to be lachor estir in the Rambam. Is it a hachana for avoda, or is it an actual inherently a mitzvah? It's intrinsically a mitzvah itself. So the Rambam in the Hilchos Klei Mikdash in Perek Ches writes that a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear the Avnate, one of the Begadim, Shalom B'Shas Avoda. Why not? Because it's Shatnez. And the Ravid says, that's not clear, because you see that it's Mutter to wear it, even Shalom B'Shas Avoda. As long as he's in the Mikdash, it's Mutter from the wear the Big Day Kahuna. And the Kesef Mishnah says that the Ravid is referring to a Gemara in Yuma, that it says that Big Day Kahuna, so in the Mikdash, even Shaloi B'Shas Avoda, says in the Gemara in Yuma, it's mutter to wear the big day kahuna, even though the Avnei Deshatnes, the Kesef Mishnah says that for the Sugin Erchin, however, it comes out like the Rambam. There it says that Nehi Deshtri be Dan Avodah, Shlobi Dan Avodah, Lo Ishtri, that it's only Mutter Bishas Avodah, but Shlosh Avodah is not, it's not Mutter. So you see that there's a steer in the sugyas. In Yuma it says that it's Asr Shalom B'Shas Avodah, and in Erechon it says that it's Mutter Shalom B'Shas Avodah, and in Erechon it says that it's Asr Shalom B'Shas Avodah. In Yuma it's Mutter Shalom B'Shas Avodah, and in Erechon it's Asr Shalom B'Shas Avodah. So the Gemara in Yuma is like the Raivin, and the Gemara in Erechon is like the Rambam. Now the Mefarshim already omen what the Rambam says, that Asr L'Koin Hedyot L'Lov Shoel B'Shas Avodah, that the Koin Hedyot is not allowed to wear it unless it's Shas Avodah. We have to understand that. What about the Kohen Gadol? The Avnei of the Kohen Gadol, the same as the Avnei of the Kohen Hedyot. And Memela, why is it? Why does the Rambam Dafka say that the Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear it Shalom B'Shas Avodah? The Kohen Gadol is Oichit, not allowed to wear it Shalom B'Shas Avodah. So at the end of it was Kalayim. So why does the Rambam say Dafka Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear it Shalom B'Shas Avodah? Even a Kohen Gadol shouldn't allow to wear the Big Day Kohuna Shalom B'Shas Avodah because the Shat is for him as well. So we have a problem with the Rambam. Why he says Dafka Kohen Hedyot isn't allowed to wear Shalom B'Shas Avodah in Hilchos Klei Mikdash and not the Kohen Gadol. The end of Hilchos Kalai, and the Rambam also writes this halacha, that Kohanim that wore Big Day Kohuna Shalom B'Shas Avodah afilu b'mikdash lokin, and the Ravid was Masek there like his Shita, that they're always allowed to wear them. In the Mikdash, it doesn't have to be B'Shas Avodah. The Radbaz is Miyashiv, the Sheet of the Rama from the Suga and Yuma, and is Machalik between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. That it says that if you Shalom B'Shas Avodah, it's Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Dafka, Kohen Gadol. But Kohen Hedyot, the Rambam says, is Asr Shalom B'Shas Avodah, Shalom B'Shas Avodah, even in the Mikdash. And he also writes the Radbaz that Dafka, Kohen Gadol, because when he wants, he can always work. Whenever he wants, he has the option to do the Avodah, unlike a Kohen Hedyot who doesn't. So Akopanim, we see, according to the Radbaz, that the sheet of the Rambam is to be mechalik between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. That a Kohen Hedyot is only allowed to wear his begadim b'shas Avodah, and a Kohen Gadol afilu shelo b'shas Avodah. And according to that, so we're miyashiv beautifully the sugyas that are sosros, the two contradictory sugyas, kamin chomer. The sugya in Yuma is talking about a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol is mutter shelo b'shas Avodah. And the sugya in Erchin is talking about a Kohen Hedyot, and a Kohen Hedyot is only allowed b'shas Avodah, but not shelo b'shas Avodah. So the sugya in Yuma that allows shelo b'shas Avodah is talking about a Kohen Gadol. And the sugya in Erchin that doesn't is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. And according to this, the Lashon of the Rambam in Klei Mikdash is very beautiful. The Rambam is writes that Dafka Kohen Hedyot is Asher Shalom B'Shas Avodah, because that's the sheet of the Rambam. That a Kohen Gadol is Mutter Shalom B'Shas Avodah, but a Kohen Hedyot is Asher. And that's where the Rambam got this whole chiluk between. That's why the Rambam emphasized Kohen Hedyot, because he saw the steer in the sugya. So he said, it's not allowed B'Shas Shalom B'Shas Avodah, Dafka Kohen Hedyot. But not a Kohen Gadol. We can say more in the Rambam that there's a fundamental difference between the wearing of the Big Day Kahuna for the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Hedyot, the whole Indian of him wearing the Big Day Kahuna is Hechsher Avodah. And if he's not wearing the Begadim, then he's not a Kohen. So the whole Indian of wearing the Begadim is in order to enable him to do the Avodah. So therefore, if it's not Shas Avodah, and then it's not mutter for him because he's not going to be wearing he's not doing the avodah. So why does he have to wear the begadim? Hashem came then Kohen Gadol, that the mitzvah is rak mishum din aveda, is not only mishum din avoda. Kohen Gadol, it's not only mishum din avoda. It's a mitzvah bifnei atzma to wear these begadim. As long as he's in the mikdash, memeila legabe Kohen Gadol, that this is his mitzvah. Memeila it's mutter afilu shelo b'shas avoda as long as he's in the mikdash. The Kohen Hedyot is only Hechsher Avodah, and the Kohen Gadol is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Kohen Gadol is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and therefore it's always mutter to wear the Big Day Kahuna in the Mikdash. And a Kohen Hedyot, it's not Hechsher Avodah, it's only Hechsher Avodah, excuse me, and therefore it's only mutter b'shas Avodah. And the Kohen Gadol, it's mutter afilu shelo b'shas Avodah. Why Kohen Gadol is mutter shlivilu shelo b'shas Avodah? Because not merely Hechsher Avodah, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And that emerges clearly from the Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh. It says, Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh Laran Echichu L'Chavru L'Sefares. And then afterwards it says, Vasu Bigdei Kodesh Laran Echichu L'Vanav L'Chan Oli. So first it talks about the Bigdei Kodesh for Aaron, that's covenant Tefares. And then it talks about the Bigdei Kodesh for his sons, Aaron and his sons. That's L'Chan Oli. So that means that the Bigdei Aaron is covenant Tefares, is Etzem, Be'etzem, a mitzvah to wear nice clothing for glory. But L'Inyan Banav, it doesn't say L'Chavru L'Sefares. In this pasuk, it says later on something, we'll get to that. It's Hashem, I hope. But in this pasuk, it doesn't say anything about covenant tefaras for a big day, the sons of Aaron. It just says lechan oli. So the fizeh, we can say that linyan kohen gadol, the yisod of the mitzvah of ishus kohen gadol, is because of covenant tefaras. So be'emes, that's as long as he's in the mikdash, there's honor and glory in wearing the clothing. Mashen kein linyan kohen hedyot, that's only lechan oli, to serve me. So that's dafka b'shas aveda. The Hamik Dover, the Netziv, was also mefarish like this, to be mechalek between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hediot. The Afka Kohen Gadol is mishum lekabel sefaris, but not Kohen Hediot. However, in the Bibir Das HaRambam, it's not enough, because at the beginning of the mitzvah here, the Rambam says Shetziva Kohanim Lubosh Begadim Yuchadim lekabel sefaris Vazeh Avdu Bemikdash. So the Rambam includes Bigdei Kohen Hediot as well. It's also lekabel sefaris. And how do you know that it's also talking about the Bigdei Kohen Hediot? Because the Rambam says, V'azi Abdu B'mikdash. It's also a Hechsher Avodah. So the Kohen Hediot, he's talking about here as well, that it's a Hechsher Avodah. He also says it's the Kavod Sefaris. So you see that Bigdei Kohen Hediot are also the Kavod Sefaris according to the Rambam. So what about our Diuk in the Pasuk? Our Diuk in the Pasuk is really correct. Why? Because you're right that the Bigdei Kohen Hediot are also Lufim Shel Kavod Sefaris. However, they're fundamentally different than Bigdei Kohen Gadol. Linyan Kohen Gadol, Mitzad mitzvahs lekavod l'sefaris, it's a mitzvah as long as he's in the mikdash. Mashen kein kohen hediot, when does he need lekavod l'sefaris? Dafka b'shas avodah. So you're right, it's also mishum lekavod l'sefaris, but for the kohen hediot is lekavod l'sefaris only b'shas avodah. And according to the kohen gadol, it's always lekavod l'sefaris, even shalom b'shas avodah. And that works out beautifully with the lashon of the lashonos of the pesukim that we medayik before. That by Aaron HaKohen, by the Kohen Gadol, it says Lekavod HaSefaris. By his son, it says Lechan Oli. Either Rambam applies the Lekavod HaSefaris to the sons also. You're right, because during the Lechan Oli, when they're serving, then it's Lekavod HaSefaris. So now we can begin to understand the sheet of the Rambam, who enumerates this mitzvah of Big Tekun in the Minyan of Mitzvahs. The Ramban brings the sheet to the Bahag, who doesn't enumerate this mitzvah. And he explains his shita that since there is no mitzvah of Levishas Begadim Shelo B'Shas Avoda for the Kohanim, and they are only a Hechsher Avodah, that he's not allowed to wear less than the clothing, then his Avodah is going to be pasul. So it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Avodah. That's how the Ramban explains the Bahag. It's part of the mitzvah of Avodah, it's only Hechsher for the Avodah. But for the B'das HaRambam, who argues with the Bahag, it would seem that we see explicitly B'das HaRambam, that B'emes, there's a mitzvah also shalom b'shas avodah. That we see lehedji b'das haramba. That be'emes is a mitzvah even shalom b'shas avodah, because that's what he said about a kohen gadol. Like he writes that he's wearing these begadim always in the mikdash. So it comes out alko upon him that linen kohen gadol, there's a special mitzvah, is not only a hechsher avodah. We said in the Rambam that big day kohen hedjad are also lekavod l'sefaris. So it seems that the Rambam holds that just like with respect to a Kohen Gadol, it's a special mitzvah of Levishas Begadim. Mishum lechavod uletifaret memela. The same applies to a Kohen Hediot, and it's not only a Tanai and a Hechsher in the Avodah, but rather there's a mitzvah of a Kavod Sefares. But the difference is, like we said, that for a Kohen Hediot, this lechavod Sefares is only b'shas Avodah. But there's still an inyan of the Kavod HaSefaris. And therefore, Bigdei Kohen Hediot is also enumerated in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's not just the Hechsher Avodah. If it's just the Hechsher Avodah, like the Ramban says in the Bahag, then don't enumerate it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because it's part and parcel of the Avodah. But you're right, the Kohen Hediot is only allowed to wear it as a Hachana for Avodah. But when he's wearing it for Avodah, it's the Kavod HaSefaris, and therefore it's an inherent mitzvah, and it's going to be enumerated together with the Kohen Gadol as a mitzvah to wear in the Beis HaMikdash. According to this, we can explain the sheet of the Rasag, who only enumerated the mitzvah of Levishas Kohen Gadol, and not Kohen Hediot, because this is the Chorab Pshara between the sheet of the Rambam and the sheet of the Bahag, and he holds, like we said earlier, to be mechalek between Big Day Kohen Gadol and Big Day Kohen Hediot, and only for a Kohen Gadol, it's Lechavar Lusefaris, Mashen came Big Day Kohen Hediot, that the whole Chiyuv, according to the Bahag, is Lechan Oli. And he says that the Rasag will say that this mitzvah of a Kohen Hediot is not because of the Kovas of Eretz, it's only Mishum Lechanoli, because they're only considered Kohanim when they're wearing their begadim. And Mimeli, he holds that you're not allowed, that one is not, one not allowed, that one should not enumerate this mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kohen Hediot in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, because only Hechshar and Avodah, and it's part and parcel of Avodah, Mashen Kain. Linyan Kohen Gadol, he holds like the Rambam. Yeah, Levishas Kohen Gadol is a special mitzvah Mishum Lekabel Sefaris, which is even Shalom B'Shas Avodah. And therefore, the Rasag enumerates it in the mitzvahs, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Hashemon HaBegadim L'Sefares. It's only, we're only enumerating because it's the Sefares, and that's only going to refer to the Big Day Kohen Gadol. It's not the Big Day Kohen Hedjet, he holds like the Bahag, that it's only a Hachana LaMitzvah. And this is only a Hachana LaMitzvah for the Avodah, it's not, it's included in the mitzvah of Avodah. Mashen Kain, the mitzvah of wearing the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that, like the Rambam says, or we're saying in the Rambam that that's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol inherently, and Mimela, it is enumerated in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's a mitzvah Minyan, even Shalom B'Shas Mitzvah, even Shalom B'Shas Avodah, it's inherently a mitzvah. Now, Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla was mayor on the Rasag, who says, enumerates all of the Big Day Kohuna Gedola, and he adds the mikbos, meaning the mikbos of the Kohen Hediot. So why does he add one of the begadim of the Kohen Hediot when he's enumerating the mitzvah begadim that it's a mitzvah to wear, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol? He adds the mikbos of the Kohen Hediot. So he wants to prove from here, Rav Yochum Fishel Perla wants to prove that, like he said, like we said in his name before, that it's also a mitzvah of Big Day Kohen Hediot. And all Shemona Begadim are included. And then he explains why the why he added Dafka the bad digger of the mikbas. But according to the sheet of the Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla, he was a big businessman in Europe, and he was also a huge Talmud Chacham. He wrote a parish on the Rasag. Without him, it's hard to move in the Rasag. I'll call upon him. If you look in the Sefer, there's a very little Rasag and a whole lot of Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla. Al-Gobanim, so he says it's like my Shita, that the Rasag holds that it's also a mitzvah that for a Kohen Gadol to wear the Big Day Kohuna. However, we can explain the Rasag al Pidarkenu, based on what we said earlier, that Be'ikra mitzvah asiyas Kohen Hediot, it doesn't say the Kabbalah Sefaris. Just later on in the Parsha, it says, U'mikbos tasalem l'Kabbalah Sefaris. And the Haemek Dover that we mentioned earlier already pointed out that you're right that the other Big Day Kahuna of the Kohen Hediot are not the Kavdas of Arts, but the Mikbas is. And that's why the Rasag includes Mikbas of the Kohen Hediot in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because the other Begadim of the Kohen Hediot are only Lavoda, or Hechsher Lavoda, and therefore they're not included. But the Mikbas, since it says Lekavdal Sefares, there's a mitzvah inherently. So we have a beautiful, beautiful binyan here that we were zochah to build in the schus of the Sefer Drushas Bekudecha of a Gaon Rav Kunstler Shlita of Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, to understand the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it is a mitzvah both the Kohen, for anybody to wear the Big Day Kahuna, both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot. The only thing is the Kohen Hediot. It's a mitzvah of the Kodos first Dafka B'Shan Savoda, according to the Rambam, about a Kohen Gadol, it's a mitzvah, even Shalom B'Shas Avoda, the Kabbalah Sefaris. That's the sheet of the Rambam. We saw the difference in the Diukim and the Psukim, that Dafka by Kohen Gadol, it says the Kabbalah Sefaris, not by the Big Day Kohen Hediot, excluding the Mikbas. And we saw the sheet of the Bahag, who doesn't enumerate it, because he holds, like the Ramban says, that it's a Hachana for Avodah. And then we saw the Rasag, who enumerates Dafka Kohen Gadol, because he holds that only a Kohen Gadol is wearing the Kabbalah Sefaris, and not a Kohen Hediot. We should be Zocha, Lumo, Lulam, and Lishma, Vlas, and Lakaim, Kolibri, Samu, Tarasach, Yahavo, Amen, Vi, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.